السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبد الله تعالى ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس، الصحة والفراغ، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام، رواه البخاري. I begin in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, and I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that His beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His last and final messenger. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help, for His protection, for His mercy. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst the successful individuals, both in this life and in the hereafter. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. We, in our lives, as we spend our lives, are always reminded of the importance of and the value of the time that we have. Our lives, as simple as they are many a time, the moments that we have, the seconds that we have, the wealth and the abilities that we have should not be wasted. Rather, as we all know, life is about planning. Life is about planning. And for individuals like us who live in the West, who have gone to schools, we know what planning is like. We plan many things in our lives, sometimes weeks in advance, sometimes months in advance, sometimes even years in advance. We plan for special moments in our lives, for large and grand moments in our lives. We set goals for ourselves. We do that because we value time. We do that because we understand that time is a gift by Allah, a gift that is given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we do not utilize this time, and if we do not plan correctly for our future, we will have wasted years of our lives. And life, many a time we come to realize, is not as large and as long as we want it to be. It's not as long as we want it to be, because there definitely comes a point in a person's life where they want life to be longer, where they want to survive longer. But that is a luxury, that no one can afford anymore. That is something that people who are relatively older may understand, and people who are younger definitely do not understand, because they think they are invincible. They think that they can do whatever they want to. And they also think that they have an entire life in front of them. And that is absolutely true. The only way we will make something of our lives is if we treasure the time that we have. We have been given many blessings and gifts by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every single one of them is an amanah. Every single one of them is an amanah. Sometimes we see the gifts that have been given to us. Our wealth, our degrees, our jobs, our cars, our homes, our children, our parents, the schools that we go to, the neighborhoods that we live in. Whatever it is, it's all an amanah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are things that we may see. There are other things though in life that we do not see. Time. It is something that is flying by. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّ الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you to render back the trusts to whom they belong. time, our life, our energies are definitely a trust given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can choose to utilize it as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to do so. And now that also doesn't mean that it's a small box that we have to confine ourselves in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our deen and faith very simple. There's a lot of things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability and the strength to do. But as long as we utilize it correctly, we will be giving back, rendering back this trust to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, we will have wasted our time and we will have wasted our lives. So like I said earlier, we need to plan. What is it that I am doing right now? What is it in my life that I am doing right now? What is it that I wish to achieve? We have to think about it. Lives will pass us by. People only those individuals have the ability and the courage to do something who want to do something with their lives. And so we need to sit down and think, both young and old, what is it that I'm doing right now? What is it that I wish to achieve? And then the next question is, or we need to find a solution, how do I make it there? What steps do I need to take to make it to this goal of mine? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us, if our intentions are clean, we will definitely reach that position. We will definitely get what we want. And you know, we've been reminded time and again, both within our lives, we see our own lives, and people remind us that we all had certain goals and aspirations in our lives. And we work very hard to work towards those goals and aspirations. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed our communities with so much. We can never thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough. But at the same time, like I've mentioned before, that it is about time that we start thinking about our future as a community. What is it that I plan to do in my own? And this is a message for individuals who are young, who have the luxury still to choose their professions. What is it that I'm going to do with my life? And in my profession, how is it that I will benefit myself? Because I have a responsibility upon myself. And how is it that I will benefit my community? And the community at large. We can't be selfish. It can't always be about myself. Many a times, it's always about myself. I want to become a doctor so I can make good money, so I can buy a nice house, and I can buy a nice car, and I can live a grand life, and I can take vacation. It's all about I. And then sometimes we choose our professions based on the fact that I will do this, and then I will do this for the Muslim ummah, for the Muslim community. That again is being selfish. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us to the face of this earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us as a mercy to the entire mankind. We were sent to serve the entire mankind. So when we choose our professions, when we choose our schools, when we choose the direction that we want to go in, it's not only for myself, it's not only for my community, the Muslims, rather it's for the entire community at large. Whoever it may be, any individual in distress that I can help. Any individual in distress that I can help. And this is something that we all need to realize. Many a times we think that if there is an individual in distress, and that individual is a believer, I will help them. And if that individual is someone who doesn't share my faith, I don't care if I help that individual or not. That is a concept that is incorrect. Many a times that is a concept that's ingrained in our minds and hearts. And we need to come out of this. We need to come out of this. We need to realize that whatever it is that I do in my life, the reward is with Allah. Allah is looking at my intention. Allah doesn't care whether that individual is a Muslim, whether that individual is not a Muslim, or whether who you are helping is an animal, for God's sake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really doesn't care. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ لَا تَسْجُدُ لِلشَّمْسِ وَلَا لِلْقَمَرُ. And then he goes on with the rest of the ayah, and I won't mention it because it is an ayah of the sajda. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various different places in the Quran reminds us the importance of the day and night. Now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the day and night, many a times we think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the Quran because it is one of His creations. the day and the night, the sun and the moon. How during the day it's bright and how during the night it's dark. But that's not the only reason why Allah mentions it in the Quran. One of the reasons He mentions it in the Quran is so that we realize that this is something, it is a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is something that comes and goes every day. It passes us by. It passes us by. It's one day, one week, one month, an entire year. Before we know it, we become old, our backs start to ache, our knees start to ache, and we don't realize, we still think, you know, we still think we're in our 20s and 30s. But there comes a time when life passes us by. That is why Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned that he writes in one place and he says that I accompanied the Sufis and I learned two things from them. Number one, he says, time is a sword. If you do not slay it, it will slay you. Time is a sword. You have to utilize it. If you don't do anything with it, it'll still utilize you. You will still go through it. You will live your life. It will pass you by. It will definitely pass you by. And another place he mentions, keep yourself occupied with good. Otherwise, it will occupy you with evil. Right? It will occupy time. It's something that we need to realize, understand its importance. Now coming back to time, you know, we talk about time, it's very simple to talk about time. Great scholars have written books about time. Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Hudda has written a very good book called Qimat al-Zaman عند العلماء, which has been translated into English, The Value of Time, which is probably available in our local bookstore here. But the point is, what is it that we do with our time? Now we see a lot of young individuals in our community. It's summer, definitely, time for vacation. Which basically means we go to sleep at 2, you know, it's very interesting how I happened to be overseas 2 weeks ago. And I was at a 9 or 10 hour time difference. And there I was logged onto my Yahoo Messenger and ching, 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 all my young students are actually up. I'm thinking they're probably sleeping. I'm getting worried. What are you doing at 2 in the morning? Right, they go to sleep at 2, 3 in the morning, and then they wake up around 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. When they do wake up, a lot of us are occupied with the internet is the greatest fitna of all time. Both for adults and children. You know, numbers of hours are utilized in front of our computer doing nothing but we're just browsing and surfing. And by the way, it's not good for our health either. You know, this is something that doctors tell us, and should I remind you, that we should try to get our kids, our children, and our children should realize that we should have some physical activity as well. Right? Basketball, baseball, football, whatever it is that you do. The reason I say that is because otherwise all you do is sit in front of that computer, you're ruining your hands, you're ruining your stomach, and you're ruining your eyes. And so we need to realize the value of time. We have an entire summer. There's so much that we can do with our summer. You know, I can memorize a surah of the Quran. I can help someone somewhere. I can help my father in his company. There's so many things that we can do with our time. And one of the greatest fitnas that our children are involved in today, and many parents, hopefully you know, and if you don't, you should know, is a website called myspace.com. It is the worst thing that has happened to our communities. And many parents are living in denial, not realizing that their own children are on MySpace. And they always think, not my child, not my son, not my daughter. And the second greatest fitna is that Yahoo Messenger. And these are the two worst things that have happened. In a sense, maybe good to a certain extent, but the worst things that has happened to us. Right, our children are sitting on that all day. We have no idea who our children are talking to. We have no idea who we're talking to. And as children, we need to realize, we're all old enough to understand and realize, am I doing the right thing? Or am I wasting my time? How can I help someone in this time? How can I help my parents? How can I help my mother? How can I help my father? Is there something that I can do in the summer? Maybe mow the lawn, take out the garbage. There's so many things that we can do. We need to realize that, but no, we're sitting there in front of our computers on MySpace. And I'll tell you what, believe you me, every single child has a MySpace account. And if you go to MySpace, you will come to realize that it is something which is very, very scary. It is very scary. And it's not. And sometimes, as a community, we live in denial and we think that it's only other children. You know, we have this term called other children and not my child. Believe you me, it's your child as well. We need to realize that. We need to wake up to that. And more than anything else, my dear young children, we should not wait for our parents to tell us. You're not children anymore. You know, nowadays these fourth and fifth graders are adults. They're more adults than adults. So we need to realize that it's not, we should not wait for our parents to tell us. Rather, we should have the courage, we should be responsible enough to realize that this is not the right thing to do. Allah has not blessed me with everything that He has for MySpace and Yahoo Messenger. My life is better than that. There's something that I can do with my life. Allah has blessed me with so much wealth that I don't have to go to work. That I am not a 10 or 11 year old child living in a different country working in some restaurant washing dishes. There's no such thing as child labor in this country, at least I don't think so. Hopefully not, inshallah. So we don't have to worry about these things. We need to realize. We need to wake up to it. And I will finish by saying, by mentioning a small story in an ayah of the Quran. There was a tabi'i by the name of Abdullah ibn Mubarak. Who was, by the way, senior to the compilers of the Sihah Sittah. He was a very wealthy young man. He was a very wealthy young man. And at one point in his life, he was very involved with his music. Right? He used to sing, he used to have an instrument, and he used to sing. And that's obviously, a lot of us don't even try singing, by the way. Please, just don't, because you know, it's very scary. But although we don't sing, what do all day? Many of us have iPods, and that's all we listen to. And I tell, and you know, it's a fact. Again, many parents, we need to realize that yes, if we buy our children iPods and all these little gadgets, they're bound to listen to music. Now, that is a different argument altogether, and we won't get into that. What I'm worried about is the kind of music our children are listening to. And our children should be encouraged enough that they should have some Quran on their iPods and their MP3 players. So maybe once in a while, hopefully, inshallah, you will listen to that Quran. It will bring some blessings and barakah to your life. Right, so Abdullah ibn Mubarak was this young individual who was living this grand life, not worried about anything like many of us. One day as he went out with his friends, he drank a lot of wine and he fell asleep. And as he woke up, the story goes that he heard an ayah. He just heard this ayah. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ Isn't it about time that the hearts become submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the truth that has been revealed, the Qur'an. And that was a point in his life where everything changed, and he replied to that voice by saying, Bala ya Rabb qad an, Bala ya Rabb qad an. Definitely, O my Lord, the time has come. Definitely, O Lord, that time has come. And the time came, so much so that he compiled a book of hadith. And so much, going beyond that, when he compiled one of his books called Kitab al-Zuhdi wal-Raqa'iq, the first hadith inside that was the hadith that I recited earlier, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ There are two blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that many people are in deceit of, الصِّحَّة, health, and faragh, free time. Health and free time. That is, those are two of the greatest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're able to run, walk, talk, that is the greatest blessing. Try coming across an individual who may be handicapped somewhat. And there's the things that we take for granted they're not able to do. And then free time. You know, who has free time these days? In an age of technology where we see our parents, they think that the internet and their cell phones have made their lives easy for them, it's actually made their lives even more difficult for them. And we have all the free time in the world in our summer vacations. We could do small things. Try to volunteer, try to go out, try to learn something. People, as we grow up, people will be asking us about our faith. People will be asking us what our faith means to us. People will be asking us about our practices. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala guide and protect all of us and give us all the ability to plan for our future, plan for our education and our families, and give us the ability to value time. We also make dua for all those individuals on the face of this earth, especially our brothers and sisters in Lebanon who are going through a very difficult time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make their matters easy for them. And for the perpetrators, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them. You know, it's very difficult. Just if people became humane, and I'm pretty sure we've already seen the pictures of those young children sending messages. And you know, we know what they were sending their messages on. And the point I'm trying to make is, we've thought that it was the adults who had the baggage and not the children, but it's being passed on. Hate after hate, generation after generation. We need to realize the only thing that we can do in this time is sincerely, you know, during the khutbah, after the salat, sincerely with all our hearts, thinking of them as our true brothers and sisters. If we had a brother or sister right now in a different part of the world that was going through a tribulation, was maybe having surgery somewhere, or just had a car accident and you just found out 20 minutes ago, or died and you found out about a half an hour ago, I'm pretty sure that you would sit for a few minutes after Salatul Jumu'ah and raise your hands and with all your heart make dua for them. We should utilize that same feeling and make dua for our brothers and sisters in Lebanon and Palestine and all different parts of the world, and at the same time make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide the perpetrators. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide and protect all of us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Bi rahmatika ya Rahman ar-Rahim.